From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo declined Zelensky's weapons request, offers role as mediator for peace. Minister Teten Mas Duki said Idul Fitri exodus an opportunity to promote micro, small and medium enterprises product. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo, in a virtual press conference on Friday, said that he had turned down the request for weapons assistance from his Ukrainian counterpart, President Volodymyr Zelensky, as the two leaders talked on the phone on Thursday evening, April 28th. As quoted by Tempo.co, President Joko Widodo also talked about requests for weapons from Indonesia, but he asserted that Indonesia's constitution and foreign affairs principle prohibits from providing another country with weapons. Despite declining Zelensky's request, President Joko Widodo made it clear that Indonesia is ready and willing to provide Ukraine with humanitarian aid and go as far as taking the role of mediator in the Russia-Ukraine conflict during the G20 summit. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Teten Mas Duki stated that the Idul Fitri exodus period is an opportunity for local, medium, small, and micro enterprises to promote their products. Promoting local products can be done at the rest areas that will be the traveler's favorite spot to take rest during their journey to return to their hometowns. This was said by Minister Mas Duki during his visit to a rest area at the kilometer 39A point of the Jakarta Cikampek toll road West Java, as reported by Antara on Friday. He also noted that government regulation on toll roads instructs toll road operators to allocate at least 30% of lots available in rest areas for micro, small, and medium enterprises. Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Lieutenant General Suharyanto, and Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, departed for Garut District, West Java on Friday. As reported by Antara, Suharyanto and Effendi visited the area to inspect or observe the Idul Fitri exodus activity conducted in Garut and the surrounding areas ahead of the 2022 Idul Fitri in order to ensure that it proceeded in an orderly and safe manner. The duo departed from Pondok Cabe Airport aboard a helicopter at 8:30 a.m. local time. According to plan, the around 90-minute-long air journey would conclude at the Pasopati Field, Limbangan, Garut, where they would be greeted by Garut Region Rudy Gunawan and the Coordinating Regional Leadership Forum. The Peduli Lindungi application, which was developed as part of the government's efforts to handle the COVID-19 pandemic, has been widely used by the community ever since its launch in 2020. As reported by Antara on Friday, the features of the application have continued to be improved from time to time. When it was first launched, the most notable feature of the application was that it provided a map of COVID-19 cases in the surrounding area. The zoning map was divided by color based on the COVID-19 transmission risk in each area. If the color was red, it meant that the area was at risk due to many confirmed cases of COVID-19. At the time, the feature could help users make decisions when they had to travel. However, the feature is no longer available on the Peduli Lindungi application. Malaysia Trade Union said they welcomed the raising of the minimum wage to around $345 from May the 1st, describing it as a good start, while some business and employers have expressed concerns that this will impact the country's post-pandemic economic recovery. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Malaysia's new minimum wage order that takes into effect on May the 1st was gazetted by the Human Resources Ministry on April the 27th. Under the order, the minimum monthly wage has been raised to 1,500 ringgit Malaysia from the previous 1,200. Hong Kong will shorten mandatory hotel quarantine for passenger flight crews to 3 days from 7, while cargo crews will be exempt. Modest step at unwinding coronavirus curbs that have turned the city into one of the world's most isolated places. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the government said in a statement on Friday, the changes which take effect in May give the global financial hubs, aviation, trade and logistic industries much-needed survival space. Hong Kong said it was also lifting an outbound travel alert on overseas countries from May, more than 2 years after it was first implemented in March 2020. The Australian Olympic Committee President John Coates said on Saturday that the committee will support Ukrainian athletes seeking to resettle in Australia on humanitarian grounds amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As reported by Reuters.com, Coates told the Australian Olympic Committee's annual general meeting in Sydney that it was said that young Ukrainian athletes were swapping sports equipment to take up arms against Russia's forces. Coates, who is also a vice president of the International Olympic Committee, said that he announced that the AOC, or the Australian Olympic Committee executive, has the circular resolution last week, determined that the committee will support humanitarian visa application by Ukrainian athletes. That was the news over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. The first news comes from Gresik, East Java. The Gresik, East Java Regency government has again opened the Salawe night tradition after the last 2 years were stopped due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Gresik region Fandi Ahmad Yani in Gresik Wednesday said the tradition continues to be preserved from generation to generation by the people of Gresik. It is carried out by visiting the tomb of Sunan Giri and at the same time carrying out itikaf or staying in the mosque. The Gresik Regency government cancelled the Salawe night performance for the last 2 years in the area due to avoiding crowds during the COVID-19 pandemic and preventing the arrival of outsiders from Gresik to the area. The next news comes from Solo, Central Java. Muhammadiyah University in Surakarta tried to console the international students who study there and are longing for their hometowns in the respective countries of origin ahead of Idul Fitri holidays. One of the things that has been done is to gather students from a number of countries in a joint iftar activity. Head of the Division of Work Academy Cooperation Agency for International Affairs Cooperation, Denny Vita Sari in Solo Wednesday said, this activity also aims to establish friendship between the international students and their lecturers. He said there were 16 international students invited to the event. They come from, among others, Egypt, Zimbabwe, Uganda, Sudan, and Yemen. The latest news comes from Bangka Belitung. The provincial government of the Bangka Belitung Islands has opened a buffer zone service to reduce the density of travelers on the homecoming route from Muntok Port, West Bangka, Palembang, South Sumatra. Babel Islands Governor Elzaldi Rosman Johan in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday said the buffer zone service helps travelers who want to save the time in queuing for tickets so as to prevent the accumulation of prospective ship passengers at the Muntok Port, West Bangka Regency. The buffer zone also functions to manage travel administration completeness as well as a vehicle parking area to wait for departure and to purchase tickets directly on the spot or online so that prospective passengers do not have to go to the port to buy tickets. Well, that was news from across Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event on April 30, 1945 about the victory of the Soviet Union over Germany in the Second World War. On April 30, 1945, troops of the Soviet Union raised the victory flag at the Reichstag building, Berlin, Germany. It was a sign of the victory of the Soviet Union against the Allies in World War II. Many people believe that the German leader Adolf Hitler and his wife Eva Braun committed suicide in Furrer Bunker, Berlin, Germany, after the Allies claimed their victory. Now we turn to the event on April 30, 1975, when Saigon City in South Vietnam was conquered by the Viet Cong troops. April 30, 1975 is remembered by the Vietnamese people as the end of a long war which destroyed the country. At that time, the capital city of South Vietnam, Saigon, was conquered by the Vietnamese People's Army and the South Vietnam National Liberation Front, or Viet Cong. The conquest of Saigon was not only to end the war, but also to start the unification process of the two countries, which later became the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, under the leadership of the Communist Party of Vietnam in 1976. Saigon City was later renamed Ho Chi Minh City. And to day in history with the event on April 30, 2013. The Queen of the Netherlands, Juliana, surrendered the royal throne to her daughter, Beatrix. The Queen of the Netherlands, Beatrix, stepped down as Queen of the Netherlands and handed over the royal throne to her son, Willem Alexander. With this achievement, Willem Alexander, who was born on April 27, 1967, became the youngest monarch in Europe. The Netherlands has again had a king after the last king since King William III passed away in 1890. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Indonesia Expects Full Attendance of All G20 Members. Indonesia, as the holder of the G20 presidency, expects the presence of all member countries and takes all necessary steps to make the G20 event a success. Co-chair of the G20 Sherpa Indonesia, Dian Triansah Jani, conveyed it as reported by Antara on Thursday, April the 28th. Dian Triansah Jani, in the weekly press briefing of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta Thursday, said, all steps were taken to encourage the G20 event to run successfully. Indonesia hopes, as in the previous G20 presidency, all G20 member countries can be fully present to discuss the agenda agreed. When asked about the issue of the presence of Russian and Ukrainian leaders at the G20 summit in Bali next November, he said this had indeed colored the discussion in various world forums, including the G20. Indonesia will, of course, continue to consult and communicate with all parties to make Indonesia's G20 presidency and G20 events a success. Dian Triansah Jani explained, in the near future, further information will be announced by the presidential palace. Communication and consultation have been carried out by Indonesian President Joko Widodo with the President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Dian Triansah Jani added that the G20, as a forum that focuses on global economic governance, of course needs to discuss the economic impact of the war in Ukraine. There is also a discussion of cooperation to deal with the impact of the war in Ukraine on the global economy, especially its impact on energy prices, food security, and others. Triansah Jani stressed, as a member of the G20, Indonesia emphasized that the economic impact of the war in Ukraine is also important to think about and broad cooperation is needed to stop it. He further added that communication with the Ukraine, Russia, and other parties will continue to be carried out to obtain updates regarding the development of the situation. According to Indonesia, the G20 needs to listen to the views of all parties and discuss things that can be done to address the impact of the war in Ukraine in the global economy. Previously, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday, April the 27th, in his Twitter account said President Joko Widodo of Indonesia had invited him to attend the G20 summit. Ukraine was not a member of the G20, but G20 leaders had previously invited other countries as a guest to attend the meeting. Dian Triansah Jani underlined the government of Indonesia has stated that it will hold the G20 summit in a neutral and impartial manner. According to him, Indonesia is carrying out its duties as the holder of the G20 presidency based on the rules and procedures like the previous presidencies. Well, that was my Indonesia today. I'm Anhatri Jayakasih.
Your heart. mengulang kesalahan diriku dulu. Salahkah bila ku masih ingin memelukmu selamanya sampai akhir masa? Kan ku puja semua ceritamu, namun aku sadari kau telah beranjak pergi. Kau tinggalkan aku sendiri. Baby, I want you back. Your love is all I need. I want you back. Your heart is all I see. I want you back.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Kepik Banana from Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Listener, each region in Indonesia has a variety of typical foods which are nice for breaking the fast. Pisang kapik is one of the most searched dishes in the holy month of Ramadan as an iftar dish. This snack comes from West Sumatra province, where rendang culinary has also been well known in the international world from the region. It's the name as its name. Pisang kapik is a snack made from the flat bananas. The word kapik itself means crabbing, which in the process of serving bananas as the main ingredient of this snack will be clipped with a clipper tool that makes it flat and wide. The way of serving it is by roasting it over the coals of the shell. The kepok banana and the stone banana are usually used to make it. The bananas must be peeled first and then they are placed on the grill. When the texture of bananas are already golden in color and leave a few black marks from the grill, they are ready to be taken. The roasting process aims at producing the distinctive aroma of grilled bananas and the legit taste of the bananas themselves. listener, after being baked, the bananas are buttered first before being clamped with a tool which is usually made of wood shaped like a twin cutting board, which has two similar parts and is connected by hinges. Bananas that have been squeezed earlier will be round and flat. Cupcake banana is usually given additional toppings to add to the taste. This snack itself has its own flagship topping, namely luo or coconut cooked with brown sugar. The savory taste of coconut and the distinctive sweetness of brown sugar will add to the enjoyment of this traditional snack. Listener, if you want to feel the direct sensation of breaking your fast with kapok bananas, please come to the area around Jam Gadang and Ateh Bukit Tinggi Market. If you travel to Bukit Tinggi in the province of West Sumatra, it seems incomplete if you haven't felt the pleasure of pisang kapik. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, University of Indonesia Advisory in collaboration with PT Digital Sehat Indonesia or PT DSI and PT Sex Up create a breakthrough health application for Indonesian people to reach patients' health in detail. This application is named RS Telemed. RS Telemed is an application which allows anyone to do consultation. In addition, it can be easily accessed anywhere, anytime, by anyone, adjusted to the presence of doctors in the application. Buying medicine through this application has also been integrated with several pharmacies. In the development of RS Telemed, PT DSI played a role in assisting the healthcare application in marketing, customization, integration, operations, which means payment, application management, maintenance, etc. PT Checks Up helps support PT DSI to develop health application based on Internet Medical Things, which is a business revolution in the health sector, while the University Indonesia Hospital is the user of RS Telemed application. It is one of the applications that can detect patients' health remotely. This application has differences from the existing application. One of the advantages is being able to detect patients who use the health application through the nurse who comes to the house, then checks the medical history or using data that have been detected through RSUI. After getting the patient's data completely, the doctor will monitor the health of each patient in order to stay healthy. Besides, there are health sensors in the form of IOMT, which means health sector, namely thermometer, blood pressure, respiratory, height and weight scale, stethoscope, USG, ECG, CTG, micro camera, mini laboratory, and many others. This app has teleanalytic features using artificial intelligence in analyzing COVID-19 through respiratory tract, cardiac via ECG, and stroke via vital signs. With this feature, patients feel cared for when consulting, buying medicine, and checking up their health. RS Telemed is developed to ease the people to access health facilities and services, especially those in rural areas in Indonesia. Some benefits of using this application are that patients no longer need their medical data files when traveling, so it is very practical. It is enough to only use one application that can be connected to the patient's health condition. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dan selalu stres, bos aku bilang tugas ku harus cepat beres. Aku punya banyak deadlines, harus fokus dulu. Bos aku jadi marah-marah mulu. Aku kerja kaya orang gila, tapi gaji dikit. Bosku udah banyak duit, tapi pelit bingit. Aku muaka mau kerja lagi, aku capek. Tapi kalau aku malas semuanya jadi berapa. Terserah, aku mau nikmati hidup. Sekarang aku mau ketemu teman dan gak lagi sibuk. Aku mesti lihat sisi positif, dan lupakan hal-hal yang negatif.
Sederhana, Bahagia bukan tentang untuk hidup sempurna. Pastikan kita nikmati hari ini, karena waktu tidak bisa diputar kembali.
Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah. Hari ini indah, bersama kawan, bersenang-senang, dari pagi sampai malam.
Kemarin pacarku memutus kanaku, karena dia udah punya cowok yang baru. Aku lakukan semua untuk dia, aku cowok baik dulu, aku selalu setia. Bahagianya adalah bahagiaku juga, ingin ku selalu di sampingnya sampai tua. Dia patahkan hatiku dan bikin aku malu, tapi aku mau dia tahu aku mulai hidup baru. Hidup terlalu singkat untuk terus bersedih, tidak mudah mengubati luka hati yang pedih. Aku mesti lihat sisi positif dan lupakan hal yang negatif.
Ini cuma sederhana, bahagia bukan tentang untuk hidup sempurna. Pastikan kita nikmati hari ini, karena waktu tidak bisa diputar kembali.
Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah. Hari ini indah, bersama kawan, bersenang-senang, dari pagi
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Renungan by Sukardi. This song appeals to Indonesian people to remember or reflect on the meaning of the basic contents of the Indonesian state ideology, Pancasila. The creator of this song, Kusbini, reshows his nationalism spirit through a keroncong song entitled Renungan. Through this song, he also wants to show that the importance of Pancasila as the basis of the state can even serve as a guide to life for Indonesian people. Kusbini also wants to call for the next generation to reflect on Pancasila as a guide to life. So, as good Indonesian citizens, they should live according to the state's foundation, namely Pancasila. There is no doubt that as the basis of Indonesian state, Pancasila is true. By sticking to Pancasila in life, peace is created in life, all of which have been stated in Pancasila with 5 points, and each of which has its own meaning. Alright listener, here is Sukardi with the keroncong song, Renungan.
Benar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.